convene the Board of County Commissioners regular public session meeting.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bozvich.
Thank you. I'd like to move approval of a settlement agreement dated 2714 with Guard Publishing concerning case number 16-13-20227, subject to a stipulated order from the Honorable Charles Sinache, Circuit Court Judge, requiring both to comply with the agreement.
Commissioner Sorensen.
I have questions for Mr. Clark. Once the motion second.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Commissioner Sorensen.
Mr. Clark, you've heard the motion, and we've had an extensive discussion over the last 2 days in the executive session. Is there any information you'd like to provide to the board before we vote on the motion?
Nothing in particular. As we've talked about in exec session, the board knows the intent, if this motion is approved by the board, is to meet with the judge to have the court enter in the settlement agreement that we arrived at, is also to sign a stipulated order that requires the county to release a what we've called a revised or a somewhat redacted version of Craig Olson's initial report in this matter.
Okay, and this agreement, proposed agreement, doesn't affect the trial. There will be a trial, but
it affects the trial. That is, it limits greatly, I guess, the issues that will be argued at trial. And the agreement is that the only issue on the table, and really it's just a legal argument as to the breadth of the whistleblower protection laws that we've been discussing for a long time since the initial report was done. The intent is simply to make the legal arguments to the judge. The county's position is that we think the law requires us to protect confidentiality of county employees who have come forward as part of an investigation, reveal what they know about the circumstances to assist this board in its decision ultimately to terminate Ms. Richardson's employment. The plaintiff, registered guard, have taken an opposite view that they don't think the law is that broad and that the county is required to release the full unredacted report, including the names and identities of the whistleblowers. And this board has made it very clear that it's concerned with employees as such as they're not willing to go there yet. So the only way to resolve that really in the long term is to have a judge issue an order one way or another. So that's what's left to be decided at trial.
Thank you.
Further discussion, Commissioner Bozvich.
Thank you. I just want to say that I'm really pleased with the partial settlement we're getting ready to agree to with the Guard, and I'll be voting in favor of this. Early on in the process, I think everyone on the board at one point really wanted to release the full report to be transparent, but we all were made aware of the whistleblower protections, and in particular wanted to protect our employees from not only internal retaliation within the organization, but external issues that might come about, you know, if their names were released. And those employees, you know, made it known to us that they were concerned about issues that may come up if they were identified. We couldn't do a partial release beyond an executive summary due to prior court proceedings, in particular the Springfield School District Guard Publishing decision. So we were really stuck in a hard place as a board, wanting to be transparent, yet our primary responsibility was to those employees that had actually come forward courageously and let us know about some of these issues. It was a difficult place to be because all that does is allow people to speculate about what's actually in a report This is going to allow us to release it, be protected from having to release the whistleblowers' names by the stipulated order, and allow much more transparency at this point. So I'm really happy to be at this point. At the same time, it will also protect the taxpayers from unnecessary lawsuits around this issue. So it's a win for Lane County, and it's also a win for the taxpayers and the public, because they'll get to know more about what was in that report, yet we're still able to protect our employees. And ultimately, we'll be going into court with the Guard to decide, you know, whether or not those employees' identities are still protected under the whistleblower laws. So I really appreciate the work Council's done on this, and I'll be voting in favor of the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Buzovich. Further discussion? From the beginning, I had two concerns, my concerns were for the staff and also for the exposure to the county regarding potential litigation. The Board of County Commissioners has a responsibility to provide a productive and supportive work environment for Lane County employees. In light of that, we have to be sensitive to the courage displayed by those who step forward providing information regarding the misdeeds of the former administrator. The productive, supportive work environment is something that's very, very important to me, and making certain that people who work here feel safe working here and feel unexposed to threat or retaliation based upon honest, forthright information they provide, and that is the case in this situation. Therefore, I thought the entire report should be released, as I became more and more aware of the potential, the consideration of their names being released and the potential for retaliation, perhaps, or other issues, it became important to me that the names did remain private and remain confidential. Additionally, I was concerned about the potential, if we did release the names of those folks, because of any perceived exposure that they had, potentially filing litigation. So as both a protecting the rights and safety of the employees, and protecting the stewardship that we have of the county's trust in our budget and our money, and making sound decisions that aren't going to expose the county to unnecessary lawsuit, I concurred with not releasing the names prior to this point any more than we have prior to this point. Like Commissioner Buzovich, I appreciate the hard work that went in between you, Mr. Clark, and with the representatives of the Register Guard in this case, to make certain that we get to this point, and I'm looking forward to the decision by the judge today. Thank you very much. Further discussion? Commissioner Sorensen.
When will this information be made available to the public?
As I noted, after we are done here, I'll go to meet with the judge, and assuming that he signs the draft stipulated order that we prepared, the revised report will be ready for release as soon as, frankly, I'm able to put enough copies together. We're a little slim staff downstairs today, so I'm really kind of doing everything down there, so I'll get it out as soon as I can.
Is this morning pushing a commitment of when the information will be released, or is this afternoon a better estimate?
I'd say at least by early afternoon.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Sorensen. Further discussion? Seeing, hearing none, call for the vote. Those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Commissioner Lycan joined with an aye vote. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Further discussion for the business of the Board of Commissioners? I adjourn this meeting, the County Board of County Commissioners.